This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. These are difficult times for the nation's celebrity tabloids, and I know you all are mourning that. At least Jack Schaefer thinks so. Jack is the media critic for our partners at the online magazine Slate. He says the whirlwind romance between movie stars Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes is to blame for the tabloids' troubles. The 42-year-old actor Tom Cruise proposed to the 26-year-old Katie Holmes on top of the Eiffel Tower on Friday after a short and even by celebrity standards, rather strange courtship. This is the lead story on our partners at Slate. Jack Schaefer, it would seem this is the stuff of every tabloid editor's dreams, but there's something else here. Why is it not a tabloid editor's dream?
Well, all the tabloids seem to be a little whacked out by the progress of this romance. If you read the coverage, there's a sort of, this is a weird kind of relationship. This has moved incredibly fast. What do they have in common with one another? She's this Catholic girl from Toledo. He's this sort of hardcore Scientologist. And, you know, unlike all the other romances that they deal with, the tabloids aren't saying it explicitly, but they're holding it like a dirty sock, a good, you know, yard away from their nose while putting it also on the cover. And this conflicting nature of the coverage, I think, is throwing the tabs into a kind of crisis.
I hadn't realized what seemed unsettling about this, but you go on to write that these stories in the tabloids normally follow what you call a predictable, steady pattern, as comforting to the reader as soft rain on the rooftop at night. What do you mean by that? And even so, wouldn't it be okay to shake up the formula?
Well, the magazines and the so-called celebrities, and I say so-called because if you look at the cover of, let's say, this week's Star, Jessica Simpson, Lindsay Lohan, these are not exactly the equivalent of Hepburn or Gable or Monroe. They have this symbiotic relationship where if you're a minor television actor or a minor film actor, you can sort of work with the tabloids to make your so-called private life a little bit more public. From the magazine's point of view, as well as the celebrity's point of view, it's important to sort of stretch any sort of new romance out into, you know, boy meets girl. They're keeping their affair quiet.
Will they or won't they and all that kind of
thing. Will they or won't they?
And
this thing has happened in 8 weeks, sort of like out of nowhere. And this shakes up the formula. Now, it could be true that this relationship is completely authentic. They were bowled over, and they're just crazy about one another. I think crazy is the operative word because all their declarations for love for one another are the most generic and poorly acted, I should say, expressions. And so this whole thing so completely cuts against the grain that I think that eventually there's going to be a bill sort of submitted to the publications by their readers saying, you know, we'll take a certain amount of bull from you magazine editors, but you're taking this thing that seems absolutely constructed and manufactured and giving it the gloss of truth to it.
Jack, let me ask you this in advance of the email complaints we're going to get for paying any attention to this at all anyway. You do usually cover things like First Amendment issues, media ownership, what's going on with the networks. Here we are talking about tabloids. Why is it that you've written this article? Why does this matter for some at least semi-serious press critic like yourself?
I'm semi-serious and semi-pro. I'm fascinated by the tabloids. There are 6 million of these printed every week, and so the multiplier effect on that, you might have 20 million people reading these each week. Also, the way that they've transformed themselves over the last 20 years from sort of scandal sheets, where the primary purpose was to inflict sort of pain and damage on celebrities, to now to the point that they sort of celebrate them in this bizarre fashion, requires me and I think in my capacity to sort of crack the code. I wrote a piece 18 months ago about these magazines, describing them as sort of textbooks for the layman in evolutionary psychology. That is, plotting strategies for attracting, you know, an alpha mate, breeding with them, propagating the species. So I think that even though they're sort of lowbrow culture, I think that they speak to a huge population, and the journalism that they engage in sort of percolates all the way through the culture. The New York Times also talked about the sort of star-making machinery and casting a sort of gimlet eye at the Holmes and Cruise romance.
Hey, if it's okay for them, it's okay for us. Opinion and analysis from Jack Schaefer. He's the press critic for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Jack, thanks for being with us again.
Anytime, Alex.